Quest presents an unabridged recording of The Blossom Tree of Dreams by Holly Martin, narrated by Penny Andrews. Chapter 1.
I have something to tell you, Indigo said as her sister Violet placed a huge slab of gooey chocolate cake in front of her.
Something worse than losing your job and your home? Violet said, scooping up a drop of chocolate icing with her finger from her own plate and popping it in her mouth.
Indigo let out a small sigh.
Was it worse?
In many ways, it was wonderful, exciting news, and she couldn't look at it as a bad thing. She refused to do that. But she couldn't deny she'd had a little cry when she'd found out. The timing couldn't have been worse. No job. No home, temporarily living with her sister in her tiny one-bedroom flat in Salisbury. It was far from ideal. But at the same time, she couldn't help but be ridiculously happy about the news, too.
I'm pregnant.
Violet's face went through 100 different emotions in a matter of seconds. Indigo wasn't sure which one her sister settled on, but suddenly she was leaning forward and hugging her.
Oh, Indy.
I know. Indigo hugged her back, tears forming in her eyes.
I'm so happy for you, Violet said.
Indigo smiled into her sister's shoulder. It was the perfect response. No, what are you going to do? Or are you going to keep it? Or how could you be so stupid? Or how do you intend to raise a baby with no money? Violet had latched onto the most important response. Indigo was going to have a baby. And that was gloriously happy news. Indigo and Luke had tried for a baby for years, so when she'd finally got pregnant, they'd both been deliriously happy. They'd read all the books, discussed a million different names, they'd even started painting the nursery. And then there was the car accident. Now the baby was gone. Luke had left her, and her life was in tatters. She had been completely heartbroken over losing the baby, so this was still wonderful news, despite her current circumstances. Violet pulled back.
Wait, is this baby from that gorgeous man mountain you had that one-night stand with 2 months ago?
River. Yes, there hasn't been anyone else for me, not for over 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Violet paused.
Did you not...
Yes, we used protection. He was adamant about that. Gorgeous Man Mountain has superpowered sperm. Rubber is clearly no match for the incredible Man Mountain sperm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?